This is RSBNB Update, episode 216, recorded Thursday, August 6th, 2009, Zodiac Elemental. Hello, everybody. This is RSBNB Update, your favorite RuneScape podcast. Mike is here once again.
Hello.
Brad is also here this week, who wasn't here last week because he was off with his family, his dad, his grandparents, in the somewhere. Where were you exactly?
Southwest England, Devon.
Okay, you can tell
it
us
rained.
More. You can tell us more about that later. Because I'm sure we all want to know about your what you guys were doing and stuff, and if you have any pictures you want to post and anything like that.
It was incredibly boring. Well, it wasn't that bad, but it could have been better.
Okay, well, if anybody else has anything before we start on this, you can just say something now, or if you want to add something, no? So should I just get going on Postbag from the Hedge?
Go.
Okie dokie. Postbag number 41, and as usual, Brad has no favorites.
Yay.
What about you, Mike?
No, I haven't read it.
Okay. I do have two favorites this year. I mean, this month.
This year?
This first one is to Jalen, Majorat member. The reply yields some rather interesting things about what could possibly be coming, and such that the ritual happens once every in quite a long time, and it becomes quite deadly once it gets started. So that's rather interesting, foreshadowing something, because the last quest that I was talking about a few weeks ago was actually part of the ritual, so it should be interesting to see what's coming with that. And neither of you guys have done the quest, have you? I'll assume that's a no, then. Okay. And then there's a second one that I quite enjoyed, to Reldo, about the elves. And they said the elves had colonies all the way out in Kandaran province. And it's likely that they might want to retake those colonies.
As usual, Postback from the Hedge just sparked lots of lively and interesting discussion.
I don't know. How come you guys don't see this as interesting? I do.
It's just not. I think it might possibly be interesting if you were interested in role-playing and that sort of thing, but no, not for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care for the story behind it very much. Just
You need to have sort of the story behind it, you know, to get your true feeling and be immersed in it, you know?
You don't always need to be immersed in a game.
I do. That's what I like about it.
Well, the fact that RuneScape seems to put so much effort into sort of this Postbag from the Hedge thing for, a storyline in the background, they seem to do very little in-game. I mean, up till recently, the only real storylines were via the quest, and they were pretty weak. Just seems odd to me.
Well, that's right, but you got to remember how long developing a quest takes, especially a big one.
Yeah, but there's plenty of other MMORPGs out there and other games that sort of weave storylines much better than RuneScape has. RuneScape has sort of concentrated as a bulk on the gameplay, which is fine, but it's neglected the story elements, and it's sort of weird that they're sort of part introducing them now.
See, I think that partially comes from the 2005, 2006, and 2007, and the first half of 2008, when they were trying to just increase the amount of game content, you know?
Mm.
That's what I think. What about you, Mike?
I don't know. They never really had much of a storyline. Like, the first, or the ones with the biggest storyline are the oldest quests.
Yeah. And then the new ones that were started in 2005, 6, and 7, you know, those ones are the ones that are going to be forming the future storyline. So as we can see, this comes back to my original point.
Well, they have to finish the old storylines first.
Yeah.
And it sort of lacks a sort of a central storyline, if you will. There's all these quests which deal with different storylines, but there's no sort of one big background to it, is there? It's sort of, it's very fragmented.
But what about the God Wars? Doesn't that count as sort of a fragmented thing? Because they're all shaping up to sort of tie from that, you know?
I think that's probably where it'll end up with. They'll probably tie it into sort of a one big quest line. But as it has been and is still, it's just sort of lots of little stories. The Margerat, the stuff going on in, what's it called? The Place in the East. Canifis and all around there, the vampires. Yeah, all of those storylines. There seems to be, you know, a fair few of them, but they all don't really seem to have that much of a link. Common.
Well, I think, as we can say, is that in the future, Link will emerge and we'll all be so happy about this that we can just relax and sit
I think you'll be happier than anybody else.
I know. Like, that's the thing I like. I love it when things come together and form one big harmonious thing, you know? Like, say you got like five balls rolling down a hill and they all combine into one.
What does that have to do with anything?
Like, just picture snowballs rolling down a hill and then they roll into one.
Well, to quote MQ, you like it when things start small and grow bigger.
Okay. That was referring to storylines.
Sure it was.
Sure, it was. Seriously.
Seriously?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes, Mike knows that.
No, I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
Stop using it as like your sort of backup. Mike knows that. Mike will vouch for me on that.
Sure he will. Okay. Moving on, the Chaos Elemental suitcase. What do you guys think of this?
I'm trying to find it. Oh, is this the what the how? Is this in the player's gallery?
Yeah, no, the post bag at the bottom.
Oh.
It's a whole bunch of anagrams again. There's two peanuts having a chat. What happened to the peanut who stayed out late in Relica? Then there's also this one kind of grid kind of thing with the title Boxes. Mentor the
Bandwagon. Why the hell is there a piece of paper with loads of musicians' names on it? Mitchell, Hendrix, Cobain, Lennon, Vicious, Buckley, Geldof, Jagger, McCann, Bowie, Townsend, Caverns.
Do you have any idea what those mean?
No.
See, when I was reading this, tell me, are you guys familiar with the Zodiac Killer?
The film?
Yeah.
Well, no, the actual killer thing. But
I know. The name rings a bell. Remind me quickly.
Oh, this guy who was in the Bay Area and...
Oh, yeah, San Francisco. Yeah, I know what
you mean. This sort of reminds me of this, how there's all these anagrams, you know?
Yeah, he was the one who left loads of clues, wasn't he? Kept
maybe that's who the Chaos Elemental is. Maybe they got, like...
The Chaos Elemental is the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, they got him sitting in the basement of the Jagex studio, you know, and controlling the Chaos Elemental.
That's a pretty sick theory. That Jagex are imprisoning a murderer to operate a monster in a game. Okay.
But it does sort of make sense, you know?
Pretty disturbing.
No, it doesn't.
You know, this Mentor a Bandwagon one, there's currently 155 quests. It says number 156 in the world. So Mentor a Bandwagon is quest number 156.
Well, it's obviously not going to be called that. It's
I know.
It's a clue, isn't it?
So
the 156th quest will be rather worthy of note.
Yeah. Any ideas what Mentor a Bandwagon could come out to?
It's not an anagram, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, there are things on the internet for...
Okay, you work anagrams. On that. And then the musicians one, I don't know. Then there's a Morse code thing below breakfast. Does anybody know what dot, 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 dash, dash is in Morse code?
No.
No.
Hmm. Oh, well. So, yeah... I'm sure that we'll be discovering a whole bunch of updates coming out once we figure out what this anagram means, but I don't know. I like these things. It's good when the Chaos Elemental speaks. He's predicted some of the biggest things in RuneScape, you know? Like Hunter and the Hunter skill and what
else. The quest couldn't be tied with the skill, could it? It's going to be Carpentry or something like that.
We already have Carpentry.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I don't know what I'm thinking about, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I forgot.
Carpentry in the form of player-owned housing, I mean, I don't know. mentor a bandwagon. It's not going to be some sort of travel skill, is it?
I don't know.
All we can do is speculate.
Yeah.
And speculate poorly.
I like the drawing of the peanuts.
Yeah, somebody at Jagex obviously had fun.
Oh, apparently three dots and two dashes is three.
It's got to be something to do with the new skill, you would think, wouldn't it?
I don't know. They said maybe. We'll just have to
if
wait
it's
and
horse
see.
And cart, like you have a skill, you can ride a horse and cart. I don't know how the hell that would work.
Mike, do you have any ideas?
No.
Okay. Well, unless if anybody else does in the TeamSpeak area. Oh, we didn't mention that this show is being recorded live, so if we're referring to TeamSpeak, that's what we're referring to.
Yeah, you should look at the forums, and then when you see that it's going to be a live show, you can come and listen live. Yay!
Anyways, I think I'm going to move on. You guys have anything else?
No.
No? Okay, Mike?
No.
Okay. A player's gallery, apparently number four. Where'd all the other player's galleries go? They're gone.
Maybe they decided that, I don't know.
Well, they call it player's gallery number four. There's quite a few interesting ones here. What's your guys'
the
favorite?
Dragon Kite Shield concept is good.
Okay. Any others?
I like the one that's on the bottom right. Looks like a person running with a whip.
Oh,
or
yeah.
A loop of sausages, whatever. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big art lover, so it's hard for me to critique these. But I like the top left and bottom right. The dragon shield and the whip runner.
Okay, Mike?
Number seven's pretty nice.
Number four, five, six, seven. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's the one with Sarah Doman on it, right? The commander.
All the gods. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Then who's the guy holding the ancient staff?
I think that's a woman.
Oh.
That almost looks slightly anime.
Yeah, it does, you know? Hey, they could make a RuneScape. They could make a RuneScape anime show.
Oh, God.
Why not?
That's no? About as good an idea as a Twilight MMO. Actually, no, nothing could be worse than a Twilight MMO.
You know,
I apologize.
You could have a Twilight MMO. You just need people to actually roleplay and just set it in the eastern part of RuneScape with all the vampires and bloodsuckers.
No, because Twilight isn't like that, is it? Twilight is gay vampires.
Oh, right. I remember that picture.
And do you remember I sent you that picture, Shane?
Yes.
This is a vampire. This is
Yes. I remember that.
Oh.
At first, I thought you meant the Twilight Zone.
No, I meant Twilight as in the crappy teen movie that every teenage girl between the age of whatever. Well, no, I shouldn't stereotype all teenage girls, but the majority of stupid teenage girls like. And possibly closetly gay guys as well. If you're a guy and you think Twilight is a great film, then I feel sorry for your parents.
Okay, so yeah, I have to agree that the Dragon Kite Shield is good, and the one that Mike said is also very highly detailed. There's an expanded version of it you can click. It says, "Dedication to the female RS gamers." I see. Okay.
It says best appreciated at full size. Yeah. Click here.
Yeah.
Ooh, see? It looks good at full size.
Yeah. So I'm going to say one of those two.
Yeah, obviously they're all females if it's dedication to RS.
Bandos isn't female.
Yeah. Well, obviously the gods aren't, but the one standing in front, like the one with the ancient staff, where you said who's the he with the ancient staff.
I don't know. It's hard to tell what gender those kind of people are.
Yeah, Shane really has trouble telling males and females apart.
Well, no, just that drawing, you know?
Yeah, just drawings, not real life. Just real life and drawings. Just real life and drawings.
Oh, you'd be surprised. There are quite a few questionable people, you know?
Are you saying because I've got long hair I look like a girl?
No, and I wasn't thinking of you. I was thinking of something else, but that's okay.
Oh, I bet you were, Shane.
No. There's new wallpapers for the Zanaris and Curse of Arav.
Do they still have the horrible stamps on?
Yeah.
Yes, they do. The Zanaris one looks quite good.
Yeah. What you can do is...
If I liked fairies.
Download the big one, the 1920 by 1200, and then just set it to center, and the RuneScape watermark won't be there.
Oh, yeah. But you'll miss a lot of the edging?
Yeah.
So I'm going to temporarily put that as my wallpaper.
Okay, then take a screenshot and post it.
No.
Mike, are you going to use one of those?
No, I don't use wallpapers.
Oh, right, okay. I need to change mine. It's the planet one still. I have an idea, but... Oh, well.
My current one is, like, farmland looking to mountains. I like scenery. Scenery
yeah.
is nice.
Yeah, me too. That's why you should have taken your trip to Canada instead of...
Oh, yeah, so I should have got some nice wallpaper. Screw off.
Okay, next up is Mark Gerard's answers from his questions and answer session. There are 44 questions that he answers, so we're not going to go through all of them. And I didn't have time to read them because it just came out today, so I don't have any favorites right now. Did you guys get a chance to read these?
I read a couple.
Any favorites?
There's one which might interest you, which is in one of the previous Q&A threads, noob free worlds were mentioned for players with a certain amount of total experience. These seem to be taken a while. Have they been cancelled? The answer is yes. This is still a project we are working on, and the project has not been cancelled. We just have a load of other big projects going at once.
Why would that be for me?
Because you like the idea of some elitist world that
needs
to go on.
Right, okay. So like 150 million plus total XP?
I doubt they'd set it that high.
Any others?
You'd be let me find it. There was one about RuneScape on a CD. If you bought RuneScape out on CD, would you drastically change the graphics of the game so they look like WoW? I hope not. The biggest advantage of RuneScape is that it can be played in the browser without a big download and by everyone. And while quality graphics are important to the playing experience, we are also committed to keeping RuneScape at the optimal specification to ensure that hundreds of millions of players worldwide can access the game. So that's no, it'll never be on CD, basically.
Well, that's good in a certain respect, you know, because you can't... Because JX owns this demographic market completely, the browser-based MMO market.
Yeah, and from previous experience, when you have to format your drive and then you have to go and reinstall a World of Warcraft, 3 expansion packs, and patch it, it takes about 12 hours.
Okay, Brad would know.
So yeah, that is one massive advantage of having it all stored in the browser.
Mike, do you have any?
Number 29 says, I hear rumors of a name-changing system. Can this be confirmed? And they say, yes, we are planning to release a new display name system shortly.
Display
name. So you'd have a different login name and a different display name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like if you go to runewire.com, you have a login name that doesn't change, that you can't change, but you can change your display name all you want.
Can I have the display name Shane?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
You can, actually.
Yay!
No, it's not allowed. I'll change it back if you do that.
I won't do it. I can't be bothered to log in to do something that stupid. Even though it does sound like something I would do.
I should remove my avatar and change my name to Brad.
Shane, you wish you could be as awesome as me.
It's not that, but... Anybody have anything else on here? Any... other questions that they want to highlight?
Why the hell did they answer two questions at once? I'm just scrolling down, and there was that question I just read out first about experience worlds, and they answered the same question again. Are you planning on releasing worlds that have an experience requirement to enter?
Well, there are 45 questions.
I think the first Q&A that they did that was sort of like this, they sort of answered the same kind of questions. Pick 45 questions on different one. 45 different questions. Don't pick, 45 questions where you have several of them the same. It completely defeats the point. Idiots. Seriously, I mean, sometimes I really wonder how Jagex think. I mean, I don't know anywhere on anywhere else on the internet that you would see a Q&A where they answered the same question twice. Jesus!
Piers, are you done?
I'm not sure why that annoys me as much as it does, but it does. Yeah, I'm done.
Are you done? See, that's why I say you're like Piers Morgan. Just your tone there reminded me of him.
Piers Morgan doesn't go that high-pitched.
Well, no, but just the general tone.
I don't think Piers Morgan loses his temper that much either.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to move on to questions.
Yay, questions.
We got three audio questions this week.
Dear Shane and Brad, this is Rainier01 from RSB&B Forums and RuneScape. I've been working on my farming, and right now I've been doing chain herbs, but
I've been wondering
what's a better way to get farming up. I've heard growing trees is good, but I'm not sure. Thank you for answering, and your podcast rocks. Thank you.
Potatoes and onions.
No. You should have included what your farming level was, you know? That would have helped us a tiny bit. But I think the general thing to say is that first off, you want to get up to level 30-ish by doing chain farming of the allotments. Then after that, go into trees and fruit trees and your herbs that you've been doing to raise your money back. That's pretty much all there is to it, just upgrading as you go along to different trees and such. Either you guys have anything on that one?
Nope.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that should be good enough. I think the last time we answered this question was episode 204.
You can remember specifically?
Well, no, I looked it up last night because somebody asked me about the farming question, so I looked it up on the wiki for them, and it was 204. Anyways, thank you, Randy. This next one is from Onigawa.
Dear Shane, Brad, and Mike, I must ask the infamous question, boxers or briefs? Also, Shane, would you describe what your dream girl would be like? Great job, guys. Onigawa.
Holy crap, it's a girl.
Okay, be nice. Girls can play games too.
Yeah, but listen to this podcast. Wow.
So?
Anyway, boxers or briefs? Boxers.
Okay.
Obviously. You know, it's... Ugh. So I'm sorry, the idea of briefs is disgusting to me. I think briefs are what you wear when you're a little child. Anybody over the age of 12 wears boxers. And Shane and Mike are both about to say they win.
No. I wear boxer briefs. Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to go on the opposite end and say briefs.
I told you nobody over the age of 12 wears briefs.
We're equally represented here.
Yeah, right down the middle.
Right down the middle? Okay.
Oh, you dirty boy.
What? 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 What?
I'm
what?
Sorry,
what?
You're dirty mind there.
What?
You're accused of having
what?
A dirty mind.
What?
You just said down the middle.
What?
Shane, you also have to describe what your perfect girl would look like. Go,
oh,
go.
Oh, dear.
I love this. Come on, physically. I mean, like, you know, hair color, eye color. Come on, Shane.
Okay. Let's go a little bit shorter than me.
What? I thought you meant hair then. I was like, what? How many bald?
Okay.
So, no, yeah, obviously. I mean, I wouldn't feel comfortable with somebody who's...
And secondly, probably brown hair to dark or light brown, I guess I'd call it, yeah. Brown eyes? I don't know. It doesn't really matter to me, eyes.
Okay, so what else? Personality. Do they have to be as right-wing as you?
No, but they have to be able to understand where I'm coming from. And
okay, that's going to be difficult, Shane.
Understand where I'm coming from and have the ability to see the bigger picture.
Okay, that's nobody, because your bigger picture can only be seen by you.
No. No. No.
No.
Okay.
No. No. No.
Do either of you guys else want to answer on this one?
I'll answer. I don't care. I can say what I want because there's no way my girlfriend's ever going to listen to this. So basically, I think I can't really pick specific hair, eye color, whatever combinations, because I think it depends a lot on face structure, as weird as that sounds. I think if you have a nice looking face, it doesn't matter what hair color you have or what eye color you have. And it's really difficult for me to quantify what I think is an attractive face shape. So I can't really say, but I think I'd have to see somebody and then I would make a decision whether I thought they were a girl. I'd have to see a girl. Want to buy this for Shane. I'd have to see a girl and then I would decide whether I find them physically attractive or not.
Yeah, you know, that.
I'm not too shallow.
What you say is true. I have to agree with you there.
Yeah, it's hard for me to just write down on paper. I mean, if you asked me to pick hair color and eye color, I'd probably say blonde hair, blue eyes. But my girlfriend is brown hair, green eyes, so... If you send this to her, I will kill you.
Oh, the possibilities.
I could have just kept my mouth shut there, because I know what Shane's like.
This is another case for you to not go rogue.
Why? Because you... That's like the Stasi in East... Not Stasi. Who is it? No, that's like Scientology. That's what they do. And they build up all these secret files on you, all this personal information they force out of you. And then if you leave, they release it. You're not going to release a bloody file of all my personal information if I decide to...
Oh, I would if you went bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I keep
Shane's evil like that.
I do keep a file on you, Brad.
Well, I've got plenty of secrets of my own I could release about you, so it's, you know... Fair dues, I'd say.
I'm sure Brad has lots of stuff if Shane ever does go rogue. And there's something about
talking about yourself in third person, though?
Yeah. I'm just reading some chat right now.
I have a lot on Shane. If I were... I don't know. I don't know whether I'd want to do that. If Shane released stuff on me, I probably would, but I wouldn't just release stuff on him for the sake of it. I'd only do it as a retaliatory action.
Okay. Mike, do you have anything to say on this one?
Not really.
Okay.
I agree with Brad with you have to see girl to... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you guys are still safe here in the show because we're not going to go and say a guy is attractive, so you're safe.
Okay.
This next
one have to bring that up.
Is from a guy named Hawk Junior 10.
Hey RSVNB staff, what are the pros and cons of Windows 7, and should I get a new computer or get just the upgrade? And also, do you guys know any programs like XFire? Keep up the good show, Hawk Junior 10.
I'll take the first part on Windows 7, then Mike can take the second part on XFire clones. First off, with Windows 7, typically you should be good, providing you have a modern-ish computer, probably, I don't know, I'd say Core 2 Duo, any form of that, or later.
Well, you don't even need that.
Well, yeah, but comparing into, if you go into previous Core 2 Duos, anything up before that is mega slow compared to a Core 2. So, that's what I say as my benchmark of what would be good. You could probably get away with less, but you never know. So, any CPU from the past 5 years should be good enough. Definitely want 1 gigabyte of memory, and that's pretty much it. It can run pretty nice on 1 gigabyte. So, you should be fine with your current computer. Actually, he sent his computer specs in with this question. I'm just waiting for Gmail to load right now.
It's your crappy internet speed.
No, it's actually Gmail right now. Because my internet
speed is
fine.
No, but your internet speed is
anyways, I'll finish up on this later. Mike, take the XFire part.
The only real XFire alternative I know of is Steam.
Yay, and Steam.
Yeah, it's a pretty good system, I guess. You can download all your games. But I don't know if the Steam overlay for talking to people works with non-Steam games.
I don't know. That'd be interesting to see.
I think XFire is still better.
I'm going to try and download Steam again and come to the Counter-Strike event, even though it's late.
Yeah, you missed a good event last night.
What did I miss?
You missed a gun game.
I thought it was tonight.
No!
Oh, you assholes.
It was last night.
Well, are we doing it again next week, too?
I don't know. I think we might. I'm not sure.
How many people turned up?
We had 11 at one point, I think.
I think it was up to 12. And most of them were from RSVNB.
Yeah. I felt sorry because Mike and I both won a match, and we both won on the final round by killing Kirby.
Aww. Oh, I know why. I thought it was tonight because it was 2 a.m. my time, so it was obviously 2 a.m. this morning.
Yes, that's right.
When I was tucked up in bed.
See, you're just like an old man. You go to bed early now, you know?
I'm sorry. I get tired. I get up early. You know, Shane, not everybody has the luxury. Well, I could get up late if I wanted, but I don't. I like getting up early. I get up at 6:30. I go to bed at usually 11.
Okay.
That's my life. It's my life.
Okay, I got his current stats. It's a Dell Dimension DM051, Pentium D, 3 gigahertz, 2 gigs of RAM. Oh, yeah, that's more than enough.
That's more than enough
for Windows 7.
So Windows 7 is less memory hungry than Vista was.
Definitely. It can actually be run in a virtual machine quite nicely.
I heard you needed like 2 gig of RAM for Vista, didn't you, to have it run at a decent rate?
Yeah. But I found that 1 is perfectly fine with 7, so.
I'm still running strong on XP. I have no reason to upgrade.
Mike is too.
Same.
I'll probably upgrade when I get a new computer, whenever that happens. It probably won't be for a while yet, but.
Okay. Anybody have anything else on that?
No, no, okay. Nothing else.
Mike, next question.
Hey, Shane, Brad, and Mike. Do any of you know of any software that lets me split up different instruments in a music file and listen to them separately? My second question is for Shane. Have you ever had a girlfriend with your views? Thirdly, for Brad, when did you meet your girlfriend and how long have you been going out? Thanks, the show rocks, Assassin 1999. To split up audio files, I don't think you can really split the instruments that well. Like, doesn't it just split it by, like, kilohertz range or whatever? Yeah, channel.
Yeah, it splits it by channel. And if you're lucky, if it's the vocals will be on one channel and you'll have some background music left there to contend with, but it won't be as bad. But the only thing you could really split up into different instruments would be MIDI music. So, yeah, I don't know about that.
MIDI, just like RuneScape.
RuneScape is not MIDI music.
Hey, there it is.
It basically is. They just record their own instruments.
Yeah,
and
they do.
It.
They do, but it comes. It's not MIDI music because it comes in the update package to you as a file that's not decoded by your computer's MIDI computer. Therefore, it's not MIDI music.
Oh my God, Shane! Okay. Nobody cares.
Okay.
You do realize I only say it's MIDI music to get a reaction out of you like that, and you give it to me every time?
Okay, I'll remember that for next time.
Good for you.
Okay, next one? Well, next one's for me. The answer to that is no, because if they did, if to find someone with my own views would have the same viewpoint that there's no point in getting in a relationship until you're ready to have a serious relationship. So, no.
You're old enough for a serious relationship.
Yeah, I know, but I mean serious as in wanting to start a family.
Oh, so you'd only get married to have a family. Well, that's a stupid thing, of course, you're married to have a family. I don't know what I'm saying. Ignore me. I'll go and mutter in the corner.
Next one's for you, Brad.
Thirdly, for Brad, when did you meet your girlfriend and how long have you been going out? Interesting story, semi-interesting because it's related to the computer. We didn't actually meet via the internet, but we met – well, we sort of did meet, really. Basically, I used to play – as many of you know, I play World of Warcraft. And I got to know a lot of people very well on World of Warcraft. And when I passed my driving test, which I passed February 2008, so like 18 months ago, I drove up and I met with I used to play World of Warcraft with like 4 people who went to a university in Birmingham, which is about an hour up the road from where I live. So after I passed my driving test, I drove up there to meet up with them and met up. And I used to go up there quite a lot. I still do now, really. And basically, she, Marie, was a friend of one of the people I play World of Warcraft with. So I met through that. So inadvertently, World of Warcraft delivered me a better social life, as hard as that is to believe. And how long have we been together? Well, let's see. February, first met her in about April of last year. Probably about a year. I think it was July, August last year.
Okay. And is there anything that you want to say about maybe getting her to come on the show?
She knows I am on a podcast. She doesn't know what it's about. If she were on it, she would know what it was about, and that would make me feel terrible.
Remember the princess incident in the car?
That was a different girl.
Yeah, I know, but still, that could happen.
No, it couldn't, because use my iPod as much.
We got that sound in the Counter-Strike server.
You do?
Yeah.
Screw you, I hate you.
Paul was playing it last night.
Yeah, and the Leopard Man one.
Oh, God. I'm an endless source of ridicule for you all.
See, that's why you should have come to the server.
Well, I didn't. If it was last night, I may have. Actually, no, I wouldn't have, because I was tired last night.
Okay.
2 a.m.'s late, just because you stay up to, like, 5 a.m. every morning. I used to do that when I was 16. I can't do that anymore. I'm old.
See, there you go. And that's why you need your meds. Next one, Brad.
I do need some kind of medicine. Did you credit him? Thanks for the Sir Rocks. Those three questions were from Assassin 1999. Hello, site owners and admin. Yes, admin, because there's only one of me. What type of cereal do you eat in the morning? Do you eat it with milk, or do you not even eat breakfast at all? Go, Shane.
I don't eat cereal, let alone with milk.
Oh, yeah, because you're lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm. I forget so what do my you have for breakfast used to be.
You get up too late for breakfast.
No, I mean during the school year, I forget what I would have.
Did you skip it?
No, of course not. It would have been, I think it was either toast and an egg or a croissant.
Okay. Mike?
I like Cheerios or mini wheats. But most of the time I just have toast.
Okay. Strawberry mini wheats?
No, those are gross.
Chocolate?
No, just regular.
Cinnamon?
No.
He said just regular.
Okay. And you?
And me. It depends. Sometimes I eat breakfast, sometimes I don't. And it depends on what time I'm having it. If I'm going to get up early and have breakfast, I'll have cereal and I have Shreddies. No, not Shreddies. Are they Shreddies? I can't even remember what I have. I haven't had it. I haven't had cereal in a while. Shane said they were the equivalent of mini wheats in Canada. I can't remember what they call them over here. What do they call them? Shredded wheat, that's it.
Yeah, it's like mini wheats.
Yeah, that's what I... If I'm having...
Except they're not frosted.
No, I don't think they are frosted. It's just wheat, basically. It's quite nice, though. I have those if I'm getting up early and having cereal. If I have breakfast later, like I'm not going out immediately, then I'll probably have something like... Well, it depends. It could be anything from an omelette to bacon or anything, really. Any sort of anything in the realm of breakfast food. Usually something cooked.
What about your blood pudding?
I don't have that as much anymore.
Good. It's not healthy for you.
Oh, come on. Who cares?
Yeah, it's like those Shreddies, you know, the square or diamond. I don't get that. It's like they're both the same. They're just rotated.
I think that's the point. It's just a marketing thing.
Yeah, Brad, they got these things called Shreddies here, and they have them square or diamond ads, but they're the same thing.
Wow. Need to know information.
Okay, second part of that.
Second part. When is the 99 attack party, Shane?
That's a good...
Thanks.
That's a
Shut
very...
up. Thanks and congrats, Tier 5. Those two questions were from Power Crazy. Now you can answer.
That's a very good question, Power Crazy. Because I was going to be having it after the show, but by the time I got
You didn't tell me that.
What? I said I was going to be, but now I'm 71.9k away, and yesterday I didn't get started at the right time for some reason or another. So it's not going to be until later tonight.
I may or may not stay up for that.
Well, later tonight as in probably, I don't know, 5 a.m. your time.
Okay, I will not stay up for that. I may get up. No, I'm busy tomorrow morning.
Oh. Well, what time are you getting up?
7, but I probably won't be on the computer before I'm out, so don't bother. Get it without me.
I'll send you some pictures.
Thank you. That would be lovely.
And they'll all say hi to you and they'll wave, you know?
Don't be freaky. Creepy, I mean. Well, freaky and creepy.
Dear all, what makes you laugh hysterically, and also what are your views on rap? That's from Thanks Kill to Da Joy.
It makes me laugh hysterically when Shane tries to justify his opinions on any of the following: gay marriage, teen sex, gun ownership, or abstinence. Hearing Shane talk about any of those four things makes me laugh hysterically.
Oh, dear. Okay. I don't know what makes me laugh hysterically. I can't quantify what makes me laugh.
You do laugh a lot, though. It's not like you never laugh.
I know, but I don't know what it is, so. Mike?
I know what makes you laugh.
What?
Your little jokes.
Oh, right.
You're the only one that laughs at them.
Right. Okay.
That's very true.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't know what we're talking about, though.
I'm sure they would.
Oh, well. They can wait another day to hear some of those, but...
Why? What's happening tomorrow?
I said another day. Like, another day somewhere down the line in the future, you know?
I knew. I was being facetious.
Oh, okay. Okay. What makes you laugh, Mike?
I don't know.
See? There we go. Same thing.
Would you like to watch any comedy shows?
No.
Either of you?
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I like comedy, but it wouldn't make me laugh hysterically.
Yeah, I'm the same, really. If I watch a comedy show, it'll usually make me smile and maybe chuckle, but never laugh hysterically.
See, I'm of the opinion that comedy shows are a waste of time, because...
I'm of the opinion that comedy shows are the devil. I'm of the opinion that teen sex is the devil.
Okay.
I'm of the opinion that homosexual marriage is the devil.
Okay, be nice, Brad.
That's you, Shane. That is your opinion.
No, no. I was saying that it should be, I don't understand them because, well, I just don't think the comedy should be staged. I don't think things should be designed to be funny. I think funny things happen. That's what should be classed as comedy, not designed to be funny. That's what
I like stand-up. I don't really like the comedy shows and comedy movies. Most of those are just retarded. But like stand-up.
Sketch shows. I do like stand-up because it's usually... I don't know. I think all of it's got to be premeditated to a degree. I mean, funny things happen, but if you were sort of, you know, relying on that as your only source of funny things, you'd be waiting around a while, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think the comedy... is really something that should be designed to be funny. It should just happen naturally. Thank you, Killjoy.
Comedy rap. Is the devil.
Views on rap?
It's rubbish, mostly.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you, Brad. Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Killjoy.
The only kind of rap I actually say I would like is... there's this band my dad likes called... Well, not a band, they were a rap group from the 70s called the Sugar Hill Gang, and that's when rap was actually about, you know, it didn't involve lots of swearing and sort of bragging and, you know, ignorant young black men, mostly, and white men, just being stupid and, yeah, like that.
Does he still listen to it?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't, he listens to the radio.
Okay.
He doesn't listen to CDs.
That's good. That's good to just listen to the radio. But thank you, Killjoy. Brad, Mike, read the next one.
Okay. Dear BNB gods, if you had a baby, what would you name it? Name one for a boy and for a girl. That's from Marking.
Go first.
I don't know. That'd be something you decide with the person you're having a baby with.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Decide, make a unified decision. Don't just decide on
your
own.
Come on, don't dodge the question like that. If you had a son or a daughter, you must have at least ideas of names you like. If the decision was purely entirely up to you, obviously, if you had a child with somebody, you would make a joint decision. But that's not the question. The question is, if you were going to, you know, name your child and you were going to name it, what would you call it? Come on, Shane.
I've never thought about this.
You'd call it Bill after Bill O'Reilly or Ann after Ann Coulter.
I doubt that. Yeah.
Just think of names you like. There must be names you like.
Not really.
I've not thought about this extensively, but for a girl, I do like the name Evelyn. Although it makes them sound like an old woman, so if I was to have a daughter, I'd probably never give them that name because they'd surely resent me for it.
Okay. And a boy's name?
That's more difficult.
See?
I'd call it Brad Jr. No, I wouldn't. I'd call it Shane. No, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
No, that's a bad idea. I don't know, I think... It is hard unless you did, you know, I don't know.
I just know I'd name the boy Brad.
I think it's... Shut up. It's difficult to think if you were going to name a child. I would personally want a name that's not that mainstream, but that's not freakishly weird, so that the child is sort of like a circus act, you know? You can't give any kid a name that's too out there, or, you know, you ostracize them socially.
Uh-huh, okay. I'm sorry.
Like Shane, that's a horrible name.
No, it's fairly common. Well, not it's not common, and it's not uncommon, so.
It is common. Shane is a common name. You dirty commoner.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Marking. We don't have any other names. How about we name it... Let's see, I'm going to go to a random page. No, thank you.
Ooh! I've got a fun game. Let's go into Wikipedia. Let's click random page, random article, until we get one to person, and then we'll call it that. Okay, place. Harry Philbrick. Let's call it Harry.
Okay, there you
That's
go.
Fine.
Harry Philbrick is going to be the name of Brad's child. Okay, what have we got next? That was from Marking.
You sound so bored, Shane. Dear Shania, Mike, and Brad, if you could be a character from any TV series or movie, who would you be? Shane, don't say anything from Star Trek. Go on, Shane, you first. No Star Trek.
Well, I had something I thought of last night when I was putting the questions in, but I forget now. Go first.
Me?
Yes, you.
If I was going to be a fictional character, I would want to be... I would want to be God.
Right.
He's a fictional character.
Okay. I don't know.
See what I did there? See what I did there? No, seriously, fictional character. I would be Winston in George Orwell's 1984. Why? Because it would be a horrible existence, but I think it would be fun to experience a totalitarian state.
Well, you could go to China for that.
China's not as bad, though. I mean... You know, they don't have Ministry of Love or Room 101 or, you know, little screens in your homes. I don't know. That's a difficult question. There is no really one fictional character that I admire and would want to be. Let me just look at my books and I'll try and think.
Okay.
Actually, no, I know who I'd want to be. I would want to be... What's the guy's name in I Am Legend? Nope.
Will Smith?
No. God damn it, the character. I think it's John something.
John Adams?
Robert Neville, sorry. Yeah, I'd want to be Robert Neville because in I Am Legend, he's pretty much gets to experience near enough what it would be like to be one of the last people alive, apart from loads of vampires. I think that'd be fun, walking through, you know, big cities. With obviously, you know, apart from being chased by vampires, the whole idea of being in a big city with no one else there would be kind of fun. Although okay. I'm guessing it would lose its, you know, it would lose its fun factor pretty quickly.
Okay, Mike.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the same for me. I don't get immersed in what I watch to the point where I'd want to.
Hang on
there,
a second.
You know?
We were talking earlier about Post Bag from the Hedge, and you said you had to get immersed in things.
No, I mean like movies and such.
That's a good point.
You're a walking contradiction.
No, it's just like I don't get immersed to the point where I want to be that person, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
You should be.
Yeah. I should have thought of something up before we started this, but I swear I had something last night, but I forgot.
Oh, that's well. Not a good. Also, what could this be? There's the little sort of sign on the toolbar RuneScape thing. I'm not good with words.
That's a signpost.
Well done. He says, what do you think it could be for?
I don't know. Didn't we talk about this a week back or something?
I don't remember. You might have when I was away.
I don't know. I think that it could be relating to a new skill, but most likely not, because what do you need a signpost for in RuneScape that you can't get walking around, you know?
Oh, it's got to be something travel-related, you would imagine. Oh, it's something to do with the new bandwagon skill, where you can make bandwagons, and then we can get on them, and we can, you know, we can get on the bandwagon for the bandwagon skill.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Perhaps the bandwagon skill would involve grossly overestimating the worth of something.
I don't think so.
Well, that's what being on a, you know, getting on the bandwagon is.
Mike, any ideas?
Well, maybe they could do something for helping you find your way around RuneScape. Like, they keep adding new transportation methods. Maybe they'll make it easier to figure out which one you should be using.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
That'd work.
You click on that button, and it gives you a list of destinations, and you click one, and it will sort of give you a compass, sort of a compass point that shows you where it is from where you are, and you can follow it to get to the place where you want to be.
So, like, a route finding kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know much, though, do you, Sam?
No, I don't know what it is, and it's just it's been hard since they changed them from being sort of ambiguous, you know, to having some other kind of meaning to them. Like, because, you know, it's previously, didn't they used to have text on them?
I don't recall.
No.
Didn't they at one point have text on them, like saying friends and ignore and everything?
I don't remember that.
No. Not even in RuneScape Classic. So I don't know where you're getting that from.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Anything else on that?
9.
Okay. I'll take the next one. Dear
Shane. That was from Magna Nagan.
Magnagnagon.
Jinx.
We go. Dear Shane, Brad, and Mike, would you rather have a muscle car or an old tuner car? First off, what's an old tuner car?
I have no idea. I'm guessing it's, I don't know. Let me Google it. Old tuner car.
Aren't the tuner cars like newer? And muscle cars are the old ones?
Oh, yeah, possibly.
I don't know.
A tuner car, often from Japan, Asia, or European manufacturer, is a car that combines comfort, practicality, and decent gas mileage. Well, yeah, I'd rather have a tuner car that was comfortable, practical, and had a decent mileage than a muscle car.
Yeah, when you put it that way, I'd have to agree with that. I don't know, I think...
What boring people we are.
I know, it's just that functionality is more important than how it looks, you know, and what it can sort of do.
Mm.
I don't know. I'd probably go for some sort of hybrid or something, you know, that actually made me money rather than me having to put money into it.
It wouldn't ever make you money.
Well, yeah, technically it could if it recharged the batteries to enough point that when you plug it in, it could offload electricity back onto the grid.
No, I don't think it would work like that.
Well, yeah, if it made enough energy, it could. The excess energy, it could offload it back onto the grid, just like what happens when you have solar panels on the top of your house.
Well, maybe if you had solar panels on your car, but it'd always take more energy to get going than you'll receive back from stopping.
Yeah, but let's also not forget that in the coming years, solar panel technology is going to become better and become more efficient.
And solar panels will also get more expensive, won't they?
No, they'll go down just like all other technology.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't know. I think that it's definitely possible that a car could end up recharging the grid after.
Not for a long time.
20 years.
Nah.
Yeah. Exponential growth. I'm sorry, Brad. Is that a little too much for you?
You bore me.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's about it. Okay. Also, when I try to use Camtasia, RuneScape and my computer in general runs really slow. How can I fix this? These questions were from Regnanth.
Turn hardware acceleration down.
Okay, that you can try that.
Control panel display, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Then advanced.
Control panel display. Actually, no, I don't know. I remember I used to do that when I used to record RuneScape. I can't remember how you get to it, though. There's some... Oh, great, now display properties is not responding. Screw you, Windows.
Another thing you can do is you can either upgrade to a higher-end processor, or most of the time when you're recording, the problem that's going to end up happening is disk access, because the hard disk is the slowest part of your computer. So in order to accomplish that, you could put a few of the latest SSDs in RAID 0 configuration. That would greatly improve the speed.
That's a little overkill.
Yeah, but it'd work.
I don't know.
I don't know. Just if you have endless money, that would be what you want to do. Put some SSDs in RAID 0.
No, RAM. A RAM would be a better addition.
Yeah, but if you already have, say, 8 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah, so, as you can see, we like to...
Once again, Shane, give practical answers.
No, we're expanding this to the envelope of what's possible, you know? No, it's serious. Like, if you're going to be recording full-on HD video, you should have a computer that has at least 4 cores, 8 gigs of RAM, and a RAID 0 configuration.
No, you don't even need that. You could just get a second hard drive and record to your second hard drive.
Well, yeah, but that's also sort of slow compared to RAID 0.
Well, no. All the writing for the recording would be going to the one hard drive and everything else is another one.
Yeah. That would work for a bit, but I'm just saying if you wanted the fastest of the fastest experience, RAID 0 would be the best way to go.
Not practical for most people.
I'm just giving the best answer about this. But thank you, Dark and C. Oops. I'm
That's
sorry.
Wrong.
That was from Regnant. Oh, dear. Someone else take the next one.
Okay, I'll take it. Dear Shane, Brad, and Mike, have any of you three ever done the recipe for disaster? If you have, do you have any tips for me? If you haven't, do you know a really fast way to higher attack? I am 63 combat with a low slayer level and am also a member. And that's from Dark and Sea.
I've done recipe for disaster.
I have also done recipe for disaster.
Yep.
If he's asking for tips, you should have been a little bit more specific. Although, if you're having trouble, I would, you know, you could probably... Are the quest guides still in the guide form or submissions form or whatever? Are they still in public forms?
Should be.
Submissions, quest guides... it's not on the first page.
I don't know.
It's on the second page, written by Trekkie.
Oh, Trekkie. He wrote lots of guides back in the day. I don't know. Also, it'd help to know which one you're having trouble with, because there's, what, six of them, seven including the final battle, so...
Yeah, but just check out Trekkie's Guide. It's comprehensive, lots of nice pictures, and it should help you out.
Yeah, okay. But for training attack, I don't know. I think the best way to train attack is just Slayer.
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
Or if you want to invest in Guthans.
Yeah, that's good too.
Do Bandits, which are a bit higher level. But just do Slayer with it.
Yeah, that's actually the cheapest way, so. I think we're done on that one.
Yep.
Okie dokie. Does anybody want the last question, or should I take it?
Go ahead.
You take it.
Dear Mike, Bianca, and Shanequa, what are your thoughts on libertarianism? That's from Mr. Noob.
Oh, this is a fun one.
Yeah, you're the only one with a normal name. Bianca? How does he get Bianca from Brad?
Who knows?
Okay, I'll go first. Libertarianism. Basically, if you go back to classical political ideologies, libertarianism is the ideal of being able to own what you want, do what you want, have very little government interfering with you, with your actions, and generally living in a state of reduced government interaction. Are we all satisfied with that definition first?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Although, if you sometimes extreme libertarianism seeks to abolish the state, some anarchists class themselves as hardcore libertarians.
That's obviously not right.
Obviously.
I think that libertarianism does have its benefits in certain things, but there's a line that has to be drawn somewhere, in which government has to be involved. Government involvement in some things is too much, and in some things it requires very little involvement. So I would probably put myself not at the far end of supporting libertarianism, but not in the center. I'd probably put myself about two-thirds in between that, two-thirds to the right of center on that respect, on my views of agreeing with it. Mike or Brad?
Mike can go first.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm pretty conservative, I guess. Well, I'm like right in the middle.
Okay.
I don't have much to add.
Okay, Brad.
I'm sort of. I don't know. I think that people should have a good deal of liberty in the way that I think the government shouldn't be able to tell you that you can't get married if you're gay, you can't adopt kids if you're a suitable parent and you're gay, things like that. But I'm not so mad about total individual liberty, because I think I would rather have things controlled by the state than in the hands of people, because I think although invariably the state isn't a good, you know, elected officials, elected politicians aren't always the best, but I would rather have decision-making ability in their hands than I would in the hands of everyday people. I trust politicians more than I would trust the general public.
That's right.
Which, you know, it's still difficult to trust politicians, but if you were forced me to pick one or the other, I would have to pick elected representatives than just having a referendum on everything. Because democracy sort of, you know, democracy isn't a good system. Democracy is the worst system of government except for all others that have been tried, as said by Winston Churchill. But, you know, a democracy mainly is, you know, it's the best of a bad system. But I think giving people too much individual freedom is a bad thing. But yeah. They obviously need to have a certain degree of it.
Yes, I agree pretty much with you with that part about what you said and stuff like that. But when it comes to a government that I'd want running my country, if they can abide by the rules of minimal government involvement, small government, and keeping themselves fiscally responsible, that's all fine with me.
Yeah, not bailing out banks.
Yeah, that's right. And especially not saving the world, right?
Yep.
Did you see the thing about the...
Hang on a second. It can make another appearance.
What?
I love that sound.
Did you guys see the thing about the Russian prime minister or president or whatever he's called riding a horse without a shirt on, posing?
Yeah, didn't he release like a book or something or a movie? Or there was the story in the media last year, I think it was, or possibly the year before, that he shot a tiger that escaped. He was filming something and he shot a tiger with a tranquilizer dart and saved a film crew or something. He does seem to be a bit like Action Man.
Yeah.
Putin.
Yeah, and the thing on the news about this was out. Would Stephen Harper ever go to that level of posing like that?
He'd never do that.
No. But they've said that Tony Blair has in the past. And Obama has. But that's about it in recent history. But I think it's time to move on now, sort of. Unless you guys have anything else on libertarianism?
Nothing else.
Okay. Just a little note about next week's questions. I'm getting huge selections of questions building up in the email inbox, text questions primarily. So next week, don't get over concerned if you're going to be seeing no questions topic, because next week we're doing questions from the email inbox. There's quite a few of them in there that I want to get through. So if you don't see a questions topic, don't freak out. That's all I want to say. Tech news. Oh, yeah, this is a fun one. You guys are both going to like this one, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
FCC queries AT&T, Apple, and Google on Google Voice iPhone app rejection. Brad, you want to read the intro?
According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the agency has sent out three letters, one each to Apple, AT&T, and Google. To the latter company, it asked for a description of the Google Voice app and whether previous Google apps have been approved for the store. To Cupertino, it's asking the phone manufacturer to explain itself over the sudden exorcism and what involvement, if any, AT&T had in this decision. The FCC, the freaking FCC, asks Apple specifically if any approved VoIP apps are allowed to be used over AT&T's 3G network, and more generally, what are the standards for considering and approving iPhone applications, and more details into the approval process. AT&T spokesman Brad Mays, no relation, has sent us a statement denying any involvement in the App Store process. AT&T does not manage or approve applications for the App Store. We have received the letter and will, of course, respond to it.
That's such a typical AT&T response, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, response of a big kind of a pipe kind of company, like a media company, you know?
Corporate response.
Yeah. So, I forget, I think it was you, Mike, I was talking to this about, and how this is sort of, at this stage of the game, it's actually worse than what Microsoft was doing, bundling Internet Explorer, and people were freaking out about that.
Yeah.
So, the question has to be raised about who was really behind this and who is going along with it. Are they both condoning it equally, or what exactly is going on? And then I think action has to be taken.
I wonder if the European Union will get on their ass like they are on Microsoft's.
Well, they should, you know. It's a bigger problem than removing like Windows Media Player and stuff like that, you know.
Well, this is they're outright denying you to use the program, but yeah. Microsoft, you can still download the program and use it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know. Brad, do you have the European Union breathing down your necks there about Windows, like the applications that come bundled in Windows?
I don't recall seeing it on the news.
Okay. But, I don't know, I just wanted to highlight this story because I know that Brad likes to often say that I'm, quote, an Apple fanboy, but it clearly if I was, I'd be finding some reason to justify this, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Proven wrong. Thank you. But I don't know. I just think something has to be done about this. Because, well, it could have interesting effects if they do force Apple to include the application, and then this acts as a sort of a stepping stone for the SciStar case, you know? What do you guys think? Would you guys use Mac OS if you could install it on any normal computer with support?
No. No.
Okay. That's fair enough. I can see why you wouldn't use it. It's sort of like a polished version of Linux where, you know, Flash and Java don't work properly, but there are kind of other little things along the way that make it worthwhile using?
Nope. Too many things don't work.
You've never even used one, like, for extended periods of time.
He
Too
had
many things
one.
Don't work.
I know, but he just used it for school stuff. He didn't use it for a day-to-day
too
machine.
Too many things don't work.
Oh, please. Okay. Next one. RTS Misery. StarCraft II officially pushed into 2010. I was hoping for that to come out this year. What about you guys?
Well, they never announced a date to begin with, really.
Yeah, so you can't sort of expect it, but it's been in development a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, but they went to work on WoW instead.
And you know, it's just like WoW, probably they feel as it can make more money because it's more of a, I guess, viral product being the MMO that it is, so.
And you pay monthly.
Yeah, and StarCraft is sort of like a niche thing because most people aren't that interested in real-time strategy games.
Except for Koreans.
Well, no.
Hey! Blizzard always delays their games, though, so you should never take a release date from Blizzard as a given until it's actually in the stores.
Was any WoW expansions ever delayed, or?
Oh, hell yeah! The Burning Crusade was delayed, the first expansion. First or second? How many expansions have there been? Sorry, two. I mean, two expansions. The first expansion was delayed, I believe, at least several months. Wrath of the Lich King wasn't delayed, but generally Blizzard are associated with delays.
Okay. I want a new RTS game.
Every game gets delayed now.
Except for the big ones that are all self-promoted, like Modern Warfare 2 and pretty much all the Xbox games.
Yeah, well, games like those, they build on the same engine. They don't have as much work to do.
Yeah, which is an entirely stupid prospect in its own because you're paying for just, what, a reskin and new guns?
Yeah, and they charge more, too.
This, people, is why we like PC gaming. PC gaming of the late 90s.
Console. Way.
No. I don't know. I just think that everybody who plays console games and thinks they're the greatest thing since sliced bread should take a look back at the late 90s of online PC gaming and give a go and pretend they're living in that era, and they'd realize where I'm coming from. So, but sadly, games aren't like that anymore. Oh, and of course this says that the announcement goes to Crow on the success of Guitar Hero and movie tie-ins for Wolverine and Transformers and the expected success of Modern Warfare 2. God. Okay. Anybody have anything else on that?
Oh.
Okay. And in TeamSpeak magicking, no, PC gaming does not fail. And Brad, stop typing.
Sorry, sir. I will try and remedy my typing in the future, sir. It is much, you know, I'm disappointed to have failed you, sir. Sir, yes, sir. Piss off.
Then this one's sort of something that I just sort of built up here. I'm calling it a public service announcement on keyboard security. First off,
yay,
relating to anybody out there who uses an Apple keyboard, those are prone to a firmware hack.
Oh, never.
Which could dump your keystrokes, a kilobyte worth of keystrokes, off to a hacker.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Good old Apple.
I know, I'm rather worried right now. I'm thinking maybe I should get rid of the keyboard. But apparently it's because it has firmware and a microcontroller rather than just being programmed directly in the hardware, so I don't know, like, there's no reason for firmware on a keyboard, you know? So.
Yep. But, what's wrong with the old method?
I know. But, you know, they had a firmware update when these keyboards first came out that occasionally a key would get stuck and it would keep pressing that same keystroke. And you'd have to unplug the keyboard to get it to stop.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that was fixed. The second thing I want to say about keyboard security is if you're in an unsecure environment, like an area with lots of public people, it's best not to use wireless keyboards because the wireless signal they use to communicate can be picked up and downloaded, and it's not encrypted. So be careful when you're using wireless keyboards.
Well, some are encrypted, but the encryption method isn't good enough, and people can just decrypt it.
Yeah, so that's another reason to not use wireless keyboards. And finally, if you must have absolute security, make sure no one's around you within a 20-meter radius, because when you type on a keyboard, it emits certain levels of EM radiation, and with that EM radiation, they can pick up what you're typing and...
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about that.
No, it's serious. I put a link in the article to the problem.
Yeah, but full of rubbish, you'd isn't see it? The person. They'd have to have some equipment set up.
No,
to
like
jail,
if I'm sitting outside my window, by my window, in 20 meters, somebody could be outside parked in a car.
Shane, you are too paranoid for your own good, really.
So, just make sure if you're typing something that you don't want anybody to see, no one's around you, or you encase yourself in a Faraday cage.
I don't think that's necessary.
Oh, I think it is necessary.
Shane is a nut job.
Okay. And Mike, they heard your cat in TeamSpeak.
Oh.
Is it on your lap?
Yeah, it jumped on my lap and meowed into the microphone. And then jumped off.
No, Kitty, you cannot be on the update.
It wants to talk to me.
But... First pussy that's ever wanted to talk to you.
Okay. That's it for tech news. Moving on to some other things.
Tech news, yay.
Okay. RSBNB turns 5.
Yay.
That was today at 3:04 a.m.
Let's sing happy birthday.
Go ahead, Brad.
Happy birthday to you. No, I feel retarded. More retarded than usual.
Anyways.
Happy birthday, RSBNB.
Yeah, we put up a nice post about the birthday, so you can visit the forums and leave any birthday memories or memories of RSBNB in general that you have. And also there's the history of RSBNB, which was compiled by you, Brad.
Woo! Me!
Yes, you. So,
yeah,
take a look at that.
Job.
You can take a read through at your own leisure.
Yeah, read it, people. Read it. I spent all of about an hour over several days doing that. Appreciate it.
I don't know. We just felt this was sort of necessary because there's so many people that ask, how did RSBNB start? What was the RuneHQ thing all about? You know, where did the name come from? What was the succession to everything being done? This answers that.
Yes. If you want to read when things came out and just general history stuff, read it.
Yep.
And if you still have any more questions after reading it, then you want to know too much.
So, we had a nice little celebration at the exact time that this happened, and then it was a good night.
Did you dance the night away?
No.
I don't remember any celebration.
Yeah, there was. Posting the topic and patting ourselves on the back.
What a great celebration that was. Posting a topic.
At the exact moment that it happened 5 years ago.
That was like me when I posted my 4-year topic and I posted it 4 years to the minute that I signed up.
That's good. Okay. And of course, following from that, there's the birthday events, which you can find on the forums, one of which has already happened, and another one is underway. So, sadly, Skill of the Day, Live RSBNB Update Recording, and Counter-Strike Gun Game, those have all passed their chance to
Yeah, I thought it was tonight, damn it.
But of course,
I got my skills, though.
But of course, you can still make a Halo 3 map if you want to.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Then we got the Amazing Race on Friday. For those of you guys listening in TeamSpeak, I don't know if this show will be out in time for to hear that. But then on Saturday, we have Hide and Seek.
Wow, that went quiet.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say that there's also going to be another little surprise event after the Amazing Race where there's going to be something that's going to happen that we're not exactly telling you guys what yet, but it's going to be something interesting and it's going to cause quite a bit of confusion. And just to clarify...
You're not
going to
ban everyone, are you?
No, we're not.
That would cause a lot of confusion. What did I do? What did I do? Shane, Mike, please give me another chance.
Just to clarify for the hiding, that the events crew people will be hiding and you'll have to find them. That is a free-to-play event, I should say.
It's been done before. Yeah. I was hiding. It was probably the most boring hour of my life.
Like, remember when you were hiding against the wall and so many people walked right by you?
Yeah,
that
wasn't
me. It was Mike.
Yeah, I was wearing the White Knight stuff or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So it should be interesting to see what kind of hiding spots we can find. But check out the events on that. Brad, do you want to do the Skill of the Month update?
Scottum. It would be an honor to do Scottum. I am stalling for time while I type Scottum. There we go. Scottum. What a wonderful competition. I wish this would load faster as I contemplate. Okay, there we go. It is a sort of a one-horse race at the moment, since the first place, the killer, has gained twice as much experience as anybody else. He's on 5 million. Second place is Torn 40 Oz. I hope that doesn't mean he's Australian. With 2.4 million. Then RS Jose is on 2.4 million also. Skill Pure is on 1.9, and then it drops right down to 846,000. King Color is 7th, just under 500,000. Sword are 8th, 349. Yeah, basically it's a runaway. It's not really a contest because, you know, somebody would have to... I mean, 6 days in? 5 million? That's crazy.
Didn't he say he was quitting, though?
Yeah, he said he was quitting, so...
I believe he's quit millions of times, hasn't he?
Well, no, quitting Skill of the Month.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he probably has won it unless... Well, actually, I don't know. If somebody can get 2.5 in the first 6 days... I don't know. It's lots of time to go yet. Don't listen to what I say.
And King Kala deserves a round of applause, being as he's free to play and he's actually competing against the members.
I mentioned him.
I know, but give him a round of applause.
There we go.
There you go. That's a good boy, Brad.
My clapping sounds retarded.
Okay. I think that's it for the Skill of the Month update, unless you guys have anything else.
No.
Guess not. Mike?
No.
Okay. I'm going to do a pick, seeing as Brad and Mike both didn't have one for this week.
You didn't even ask me, dumbass.
Oh, I thought you did.
You didn't ask me, but okay. I don't have anything anyway.
See?
So.
Well, there you go. I just saved some time. My pick is something from Microsoft Research. It's called Worldwide Telescope. You can find it at worldwidetelescope.org. Basically what it is it's a nice little application that you enter in your latitude and longitude, and it'll show you what you can see up in the sky at that time of day. And also what's good is if you have a telescope, you can connect it to the program, and the program can control the telescope.
Interesting.
A pretty expensive telescope for
that.
Yeah,
so, I don't know. It's just fun to look at either way, and you do need Windows to use this. And a semi-decent graphics card would be advisable because it has the ability to zoom in to galaxies that the Hubble Space Telescope has captured. So, definitely check that out. That's worldwidetelescope.org, and I don't know. It's a good way to learn your constellations, you know? Brad? If you're lost,
I already know my consonants.
Constellations.
I already know my consonants. A, E, I, O, U.
Those are vowels.
Sometimes Y.
Vowels, yes. I know the ones that aren't consonants. There you go.
No, but Brad, what do you do if you're lost in the middle of the night?
lost in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and you don't know which way to go and you don't have a compass.
Head towards the light.
I can't imagine any sort of situation where I wouldn't know where I was in the middle of the night.
No, just pretend you didn't know where you were.
Okay.
And you don't have a compass.
Am I in complete darkness in the middle of nowhere?
Yes. You just have you and the stars to navigate.
I would never be in that situation, so it's an oxymoron.
Okay, then. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that you should know your constellations so that you can get your directional bearing if you need to.
And when would you need to do that?
I don't know, if you're stuck out in the woods after your car breaks down.
You'd stay with the car.
Then you have a cell phone, too.
Yeah, phone.
I mean, like, out if you were off the path, you know, and there's no cell phone service.
Oh, come on, rubbish. You're just making this up.
No, it's entirely possible here. Like,
I hate people who ask questions and then tailor the question so they get the answer they want. They're like, what if you're in the middle of nowhere and you broke down? I'd call someone. What if there was no phone signal? There was no phone?
I'm just thinking of, like, an example here in the mountain passes where there is no phone signal.
You're just, you know, like I said, you're tuning the question so you get the answer you want.
But seriously, would you know how to find your way?
No, I wouldn't, but I would never be in that situation, so it doesn't matter.
That's why you need worldwide telescopes so you can learn your constellations.
No, you just walk back the way you came.
Yes, you exactly. Go. If you're, I mean, okay. I can't see where I'd be driving down a country lane at night, and if I was on a major road, there would be other cars, and I would flag one over and ask for assistance. But since this is England, nobody would, you know, help me because... Okay. We're all assholes.
What if you tripped and lost your bearings?
That's a completely irrelevant point.
And you're gonna be in the middle of nowhere and trip.
Fall over
in the middle of night
on a branch
in the dark.
And then you need to use the stars to navigate.
Oh, for the love of God, Shane, your points are so weak.
My point is that you should learn your constellation so you can navigate through the stars.
Weak, weak, weak. It's like the saying guinea pigs make. Weak, weak, weak. Weak, weak, weak. Silence has greeted yet another one of my statements.
Mike, what you been up to?
I don't know. My life isn't nearly that interesting to talk about. You guys answer
mine.
This question.
I say nothing.
Every week?
Yeah, every week.
I just say nothing. I say nothing, generally.
Well, I've been up to pretty much nothing then.
Okay.
Same old stuff.
Okay. Brad?
Nothing.
Oh. God. Okay. Well, as you guys know, I've been working on getting 99 attack.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Before you said earlier about your party, you don't tell me anything anymore.
Well, yeah. We'll talk about that later, but also I've been working on the calculators, which I'm proud to say are coming along, progress, once again. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing, but take it for what you will. Guess what the calculators are going to look like. If anybody can submit me a hand drawing of what the calculator looks like, I'll tell you that you're right, and you just have to wait a little while longer.
Are you, like, fishing for ideas?
For what? Fishing
Nothing.
For ideas for what?
Nothing.
Finish 99 agility, you quitter.
That's still on the to-do list. Don't worry.
Quitter boy, quitter boy, quitter boy.
We never quit, but...
You do.
No. I just want somebody to draw a picture of what they think the calculators are going to look like.
I have nothing to say.
Okay. Well, I think we're almost done then.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. This show's gone off to some rough road in the middle of the woods somewhere, you know?
And we need to look at the stars to navigate. No, we don't.
Yes,
we'll use our cell phones like normal people.
Oh, come on. Everybody should know how to find their way by looking at the stars.
Rubbish.
Okay, then. I'm going to say that RSBNB Update 216 is done for Mike.
Bye.
And Brad.
Bye-bye.
See you next week, everyone. Goodbye.